Hello there, my friend. It's Tanya Gabrielle, Wealth Astrologist. Welcome to your Premium Wealth Forecast for January 2026. Happy New Year. Now, this is the forecast where we look very deeply at every day of the month. And I always begin with the lunations, the full moon and new moon, and the universal month number, which in this case is 11, a very powerful number. We begin a new 9-year cycle in 2026 because it's a 10 universal year. So we'll look at that as well. And later in the forecast, we'll look at all the days that are helping with abundance and success and days not to plan important events. So days where you stay more internally oriented. And I will give you a preview of all the important astrology transits for every day of the month. We'll look at days that favor love and romance. We'll look at weekends that are of a lot of momentum versus weekends that are more engaged with you getting some rest, and secret numerology sequences as well. You'll also get an inspirational Merlin Metatron Collective transmission where they give their monthly frequency forecast, and that's always super exciting. And you receive specially selected music for January, as well as a PDF with all the detailed forecasts for every day and a transcription of the lunation forecast. So all very exciting. This is going to be a huge month. We have not only an 11 universal month in January, but a huge stellium in Capricorn right at the onset of the first 2 weeks. And that stellium then changes to one in Aquarius, which continues into February. So stelliums create intense energy with the 11 universal month as well, because 11 is an intensification of the number one and is a master number. So that means January will start off with a bang. Not only is it the first month of a new 9-year cycle, since we have in 2026 a 10 universal year, which reduces to one, so a new 9-year cycle collectively, but the first month in a new 9-year cycle is always the 11, because you add 1 to 10, it's 11. So that's a double one. So the sweeping into the new energy will happen pretty fast. In terms of the 11, it is truly a psychic number. It's able to see into the future, but also not necessarily to predict, but forecasting energy. And it is a number of enlightened leadership, teaching, supreme balance. So the balance between light and dark, masculine and feminine, the seen and the unseen, the sun and the moon, the known and the unknown. So this is a number that teaches about how to stay in balance, how to stay grounded. And if you don't feel grounded, then you feel very disconnected and confused and not sure which way to turn. So in a state of not being able to move forward due to internal confusion. So that will be one thing to really move through. But also, if there is any kind of separation within, or you feel separated from others, or there's a division that you feel, meaning you have maybe realized something and it is creating a sense of difference between you and another, or you and others, that is all something that may come up as we create this incredible shift from the era that is before Neptune, Saturn are conjunct in Aries in February, after a huge amount of centuries and millennia, but also a new era for you as we all move into the age of Aquarius in a bigger way. So 11 is also the number that rules Aquarius. Aquarius is the 11th sign. And yeah, that is where we're heading. Once we have Saturn and Neptune in Aries, they're going to be in an exact sextile to Pluto in Aquarius. And once Uranus is permanently in Gemini, Uranus creates a wonderful trine from one air sign to another sign to Pluto in Aquarius. So this number 11 is absolutely huge because it then activates Pluto in a bigger way and things will really move a lot faster. So the 11 are two pillars. They create a doorway. They symbolize an initiation and they really help you see how to stay in the present moment. As you walk through those two pillars, you're only in the present moment. You don't notice what you're leaving behind, and you're not focusing on what you're moving into. You're uniting the active and the passive. You're uniting receptivity and action, and that can only happen in the in and out breath in the moment. So all becomes one within you. And that is really the true meaning of the 11. That is when you're walking into the temple of awareness and you're in that temple and you literally have made a choice to live fully with the total acceptance of every moment, every situation as it appears. And you are present no matter what that moment is, no matter what it holds, right? So that's really the art of living there. So then the final thing I'll say about 11 is it symbolizes light, and we want to really, really be aware of what delights us, what lights us up, what enlightens us, and move in that direction, right? So the 29th degree of every sign also reduces to 11, and that is where Neptune has been sitting for a couple months and continues through the end of January. 11 is just very, very connected to enlightenment. So it illuminates, it brings light, it sheds the truth, it shows you the truth through the light, shining on the truth. And that's why it's also the number of the teacher, including the inner teacher. So it connects to your inner voice, which is the voice that hears, that receives messages, that can channel, that can receive transmissions from the light, right? So it is very, very beautiful. It represents inspiration. And in the same way, Aquarius is very connected to those downloads that you receive, that genius, that invention, being in the present moment. So you are actually hearing and receiving the light. So that is the universal month number to begin the year, begin the 10 universal year. And then we have two lunations. So in 2026, we begin the year with a full moon in Cancer on the 3rd of January, and we end the year, which will be in December 2026, with a full moon in Cancer. And so we're bookending the year with that Cancerian energy, which is very important. Cancer is one of the four cardinal signs that begin seasons, and Cancer is ruled by the moon. This full moon, as it happens, is at 13 degrees. The sun is at 13 degrees Capricorn, opposite the moon. And 13 is a number that's very aligned with the moon and with Venus as well. And as it happens, the sun will be conjunct Venus. So it's a really big divine feminine energy here that is birthing the year on only the third day of the year. And of course, this full moon will have the stellium within it. The stellium is comprised of the sun, of course, at 13 degrees Capricorn, but then Mars is at 14 degrees Capricorn, Venus at 12 degrees Capricorn, so that's a stellium, and then Mercury at 2 degrees Capricorn. And they are all opposite the moon in Cancer, and the moon is conjunct Jupiter. Jupiter is exalted in Cancer. Jupiter will be at 21 degrees, which is the number of our 21st century, the number of truth. And this is how we're beginning the year. So it's very symbolic. We have 12, 13, 14 in Venus, Sun, Mars. We have the number 2 for Mercury, which is connected to the 2000s and inner relationships and external one-on-one connections. And then we have Jupiter at 21 degrees and, of course, the moon at 13 degrees Cancer. Really exciting. This is something that will definitely bring many, many blessings. We have both benefics involved in this full moon.